And we have our guests in the studio today, Lauren Smith and Angie Armstrong, who both work with the CU One-to-One Mentoring Program. It doesn't seem like a whole year has gone by since you were here the last time, but...
Our returning champions.
Exactly right. So why don't we start out by both of you introducing yourselves, and Angie, you can go first, and then we'll introduce Lauren.
Okay, sure. My name's Angie Armstrong. I'm the District Mentoring and Community Involvement Coordinator for Urbana Schools.
And I'm Lauren Smith. I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for Champaign Unit 4 Schools.
Okay, very good. So why are you here this morning? What's going on?
So it is National Mentoring Month, yeah. And we are here to talk about things going on and to recruit new mentors. We always, always are looking for people to mentor our students.
Yeah. So tell the folks a little bit about how the mentoring program works and why it exists. What does it do for the kids in our area?
So the mentor program has been around for 30 years. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Wow. And yes, it exists to provide an adult that will come in and just work with the kids, have fun with them, just be a support for them. Particularly since COVID, a lot of our kids are really isolated. They feel very isolated. They love having somebody come in to support them, to be with them, and just to have fun with.
So to be clear, this isn't something where a mentor is like teaching or assisting, you know, with the student's homework. Math or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We get plenty of tutors from the U of I and from Parkland, so our mentors are people that just come in and have fun. You don't have to know algebra or be a whiz at geography or anything like that. You are truly playing games, playing basketball, hanging out with the students and having fun.
So what are the qualifications for a mentor? What makes you able to do this?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we want to make sure that you have time during the day. So our program is on school grounds for the school year, and it's typically during the student's lunchtime. So we ask that you come during their lunchtime, have lunch with them, play game, maybe play Uno, play Connect Four, like Lauren said, play some hoops, maybe play football, run, go for a walk, sit and chat. And then you can go back to work.
And that's it.
That's it. Yeah. Once a week.
Okay.
Yep. Once a week for the school calendar. So they do not meet when we do not have school. So you do not meet in the summer. You do not meet when we have breaks. And then you come back the next school year and you meet with your mentee again. And then the hopes are for that you stay with that student until they graduate high school.
It sounds like a pretty free session that you can really do almost anything you want to during that time, as long as it's in school, on school grounds.
Yep.
Are there any don'ts?
Well, we want you to remember that your presence is their present. So we don't want you to bring them gifts. We don't want you to feel like you are an ATM, that you need to bring them lunch, or that you are a teacher to them, or a psychiatrist, or a parent, or someone that feels the need to instruct them on what they need to be doing. We want it to be student-led, and we want you to have fun with them and to build a relationship with them and to enjoy their company.
So you do a training, right, to prepare folks to do this work, to mm-hmm. do this volunteering experience. Tell us more about that.
So we do a two-hour mentor training that all mentors go through before they begin. It's pretty fun. People that have come say they really enjoy it. It's interactive. It's experiential learning. We're going to talk to prospective mentors about the parameters for mentoring. We're going to talk to them about how to talk to your kid, what to expect, things that you might do, confidentiality, all sorts of different things like that. And we do have three coming up. Our first one's Tuesday, January 28th. That's 6:30 to 8:30 at night. The second one's Tuesday, February 4th. That's a daytime one, 11:30.
Actually, it's Wednesday, February 4th, I believe.
Okay. It's February 4th,
yeah,
whatever.
February 4th. February 4th.
Whatever the date is. 11:30 to 1:30, that's at the Champaign Mellon Building. And then Wednesday, February 12th, that is 6:30 to 8:30, also at the Champaign Mellon Building.
Now, before we went on the air, you were telling us that this is the busiest month of the year for the mentoring project. Why is that? What's going on that makes it so busy? Besides some of those trainings.
Yeah. So on top of the trainings, it's also National Mentor Month. So we want to acknowledge our current mentors and thank them and just show them our form of appreciation. So we offer them a luncheon once a year we'll do a luncheon and or a breakfast. So we alternate every year. This year it's a luncheon. We also do a benefit card. So our mentors can go out on National Mentor, Thank Your Mentor Day, and we've gone out in the community and asked businesses to offer a discount or a free something that they can offer to our mentors. So that day the mentor can go to that business. Like, for example, Art Mart's giving a free cookie. So they can go to Art Mart and get a free cookie. And then they can go to the next business and get a discount on tennis shoes. Or they can go get a discount on an ice cream sundae. So we have just gone around to the businesses and the local in the area and asked them to donate either a free item or a discount for our mentors. And then they go and have these little perks.
How many mentors currently do you have, and what is the goal? What would be the perfect number of people to participate?
So we have about 500 between the two districts. I know in Champaign, I'm hoping to have 40 new mentors go through training this semester. We can always use more, but that's the goal. And I think in Urbana, you're looking for how many right now?
Well, I currently have 124 at Urbana. We would like to have over 200. At Urbana. So we need lots of mentors.
Yeah, I'm sure there's always a waiting list.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's the youngest? You said you like these kids to be mentored all the way until they graduate. What is the youngest where somebody starts to be mentored?
Third grade is the youngest we start. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And if you have people out there who have, you know, no experience with children at all, but they're interested in doing this, do they qualify as well?
Sure. If they like to play games and have fun, of course they can come. We have coordinators at every school, and those coordinators are support for the mentors. So also at the training, we give them a list of 224 things to do with their mentee. So they'll never be bored, I promise you. And if they run up against something that they feel like it's a struggle and they need some support, they can go to the coordinator and the coordinator can help them.
And if somebody thinks, you know, this sounds like a great program, but I'm probably not a good mentor, is there another way that they can support the program?
So there is another way if you can't commit to mentoring. We have a scholarship foundation board that is completely separate from the school districts. And that board raises the money for our graduates to pursue post-secondary education. And we really encourage our kids to pursue this and do it. And we give out, last semester, we gave out about $59,000 to our graduates. Every graduate is eligible. It's $1,000 for the first two semesters and then $2,000 for each of the following semesters, up to six semesters that they can use this scholarship.
That could come in pretty handy, couldn't it?
Yes, yes.
Does it, one of the students, they have to go through their senior year and stay in the mentoring program? Is that the way that works?
They have to be in it for at least 3 years. So occasionally we have a student who's been with their mentor for 4 or 5 years. The mentor moves. They don't want a new mentor. They're in ninth grade. They are still eligible. So you don't have to be in it the entire time you're there. It's 3 years.
Yeah. So if people want to contribute to this fund, can they do that?
Yes. We would love to have people contribute to the fund. You can contribute on our website, which is www.cuoneto1.org. And there's a donation page. Yep.
That's pretty amazing. And, you know, one thing we haven't really addressed yet is that this is not just something that you do for a few months and you quit. This is a, you know, it's about building a longer-term relationship with the student, right?
It is. It is. We ask you to commit for at least 1 year, because if you sign up and you go less than a year, it actually does more damage than good. So at least 1 year, but with the knowledge we're going to ask you to reconnect to the same student each of the following years, ideally following them through graduation. But nobody knows what the future's bringing. So if you have to end for some reason, we do have a closure procedure that we ask mentors to go through.
So it, when you establish these relationships with students, what are the positives? What are the really exciting things that you've seen that make you so passionate about this program? Either one of you can answer that.
Well,
one.
I would say first and foremost is the relationships that we see being built. I mean, they are lifelong relationships. A lot of these mentors indicate in their surveys at the end of the year that they've gotten more out of it than they expected. And typically after the student graduates high school, they still stay connected and they are still friends and they still see each other. We also have statistics that show that attendance has increased when students have mentors. Mentees have also shared that they feel that their mentor has contributed to their success later in life. Like Lauren said before, COVID really has done a number on mental health, not only for mentors, but for mentees. And having someone in your corner to support you is always a plus in the mental health area.
Yeah, for so many kids in school, connection with adults mm-hmm. is a difficult thing. And mm-hmm. I think that if you can overcome that, you have a lot better chance of making a success mm-hmm. in your life. So I really admire both of you for doing this work. I think it's really important. Why don't you give us the contact information if people are interested in participating in the classes so that they can contact you more easily?
I would say our website again. It's probably the best way to connect with both of us and our Scholarship Foundation Board. So it's www.cu1.org.
And if that all was really confusing to you, we did post that website. We linked that website on our Facebook page today at the WEFT Weekender. So, and that first training is coming up in a couple of weeks, yes?
Next January 28th.
Not next week, yeah, the week after, yep. January 28th.
Yep. So if you're interested in participating, link up to Lauren and Angie on that website and get busy mentoring those kids.
Yeah, we would love to see you.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Lauren Smith and Angie Armstrong of the CU One-to-One Mentoring Program.